Aside from its yummy flavor, honey is also a great treat for your skin. Nicolette Pace is a nutritionist, and she says honey should be our go-to beauty care product.
Honey's beauty is much more than skin deep. It contains, you know, organic acids and sugars, so that can be a natural antiseptic and a salve for the skin. It's also working as an anti-irritant. It can help healing with some burns and wounds. It's been used to soften and tone the skin.
But with so many varieties out there, how do you know which one is best for you?
I would really look at flavor and depending on the use of it. I mean, if you're going to ingest it, you're, you know, going to have a different nutrient profile depending on which plants were used in the production of that honey. So different color honeys are certainly available, and they have different quantities of these nutrients. As a rule, the darker type honeys have a higher antioxidant value and a much more robust taste. So that would actually guide you into selecting that if you were making something that was requiring that much of a rich flavor. The lighter color ones, sometimes people are familiar with the orange blossom or the tupelo. They're really golden and beautiful yellow color, and they're on the mild side.
Higher values of antioxidants will allow your skin to get in contact with more nutrients. So once you've found the right one for you, try making a face mask. Now let's talk nutrition.
You have B-complex vitamins and vitamin C. You have minerals, potassium, copper, iron, zinc, magnesium, manganese, also has some protein, amino acid, and enzymes.
For a lower glycemic effect, skip the table sugar and incorporate honey into your diet instead. 1 or 2 tablespoons of honey a day can work wonders. And if you can, get your hands on some raw honey for maximum benefits.
When honey is heated, pasteurized, and filtered, the yeast spores and the protein enzymes are damaged. That may not actually be available to activate the nutrients during metabolism. But potential therapeutic benefits to eating it, generally the recommendations are to go with the raw product, unheated, unprocessed, unfiltered.
So come on, utilize that jar of honey that's been sitting in your kitchen cabinet for months. Honey, you won't regret it.